You're listening to a 3CR podcast created in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.
So I thought I'd start off. I've got three little segments for today. Of course, there's a demo starting. Actually, it's probably already started down at Flinders Street about the visit by the Israeli president, Herzog. Probably listeners to 3CR have already heard about that. But as soon as I finish here, I'm going to go down and try and join in the crowd. And I live in Wonthaggi. There's quite a few people from Bass Coast who've come in for the demo. So maybe I'll even get a lift home, which would be great. But maybe not. I'll see how big it is. So a significant thing that happened over the last couple of weeks. As regular listeners would know, we talk a lot about basically what's known as the targeted compliance framework, which is sort of government speak for, as we know, the mutual obligations, which are the bane of a lot of people's lives. I'm lucky that I'm on the age pension, so I don't have to fit in with that, but a lot of people are, and it's causing major headaches. And we did actually have a bit of a campaign in the last few weeks with the extreme weather saying that people shouldn't have to have face-to-face appointments with the job service companies, because half of it is pointless anyway. And the idea of going through the heat and then going to a pointless interview, we thought was unfair, but that wasn't successful. So this is a good article. It's an opinion by Jeremy Poxon, who used to be with the union. Now he's with the Anti-Poverty Centre, but he's been following this whole campaign and doing a lot of good work to do with freedom of information requests and so on. So his opinion piece is in a publication called The Point, and it's saying that the Labor government is dragging the public into another unlawful welfare scandal because it refuses to walk away from an ideology and industry built around punishment. As we've said before, stop the poverty machine, and it all is based around that punishment model. So so it's the government, as we know, the present government and previous governments of either sides of politics have dragged us into a system where we have private businesses and robo-debt era systems and ideologies of punishments. Over the past few years, Jeremy says, mounting evidence of illegality has been met with secrecy, internal fallout, and an escalating effort to defend the system at all costs. So you paper over the cracks, but you don't look at how the system itself is rotten. So he says, how far are the minister and the department prepared to go to keep the punitive mutual obligations regime alive? So in December last year, the employment minister announced that the secretary of her department is being let go just a week after the second damning ombudsman report, which we talked about on Breadline before. And so they've let go basically an underling, and they've replaced them with another person, a sort of a little freshening of the bureaucrats. Then, of course, there were direct questions to the minister, but she gave no explanation for the secretary's departure, but there is talk now that it may be because of the problems about the viability of the system as it is now. So the ombudsman's latest investigation showed that outsourced job providers are basically causing a big headache for the government, because they're punishing people, and you know, in theory, the so-called welfare system is meant to be supporting people, not punishing them. So there was an inquiry in 2022 to 23. There was an independent review which turned out to have been put together by Deloitte using a whole lot of AI shortcuts, and so they actually had to refund some of the money that the government paid them to do this. So that was pretty embarrassing for them. Didn't, however, dislodge the government's sort of commitment to this whole framework. And and meanwhile, of course, as we know, people are trying to negotiate the system. And civil society groups have told the government to abolish the targeted compliance framework and immediately suspend all the payment suspensions that they hand out. And but instead, they're actually looking at bracing themselves for a wave of compensation claims from victims of the system. So they'd rather, it seems, spend, well, basically taxpayers' money on defending the unfair system than actually sorting out its unfairness. And according to the stats that Jeremy and others have collected, they're actually suspending people's payments at the rate of 5 per minute. So, yeah, not good. But we will continue to push on this and continue to support people who are victims of this system. And just to finish off, Jeremy, in writing this article, has unearthed ministerial briefings from the department under Freedom of Information, advising the government not to turn off the payment suspensions because it would remove a key element of the framework which is necessary to encourage engagement with the employment services. Well, as we know, that means more profit for them and more sort of bureaucratic hole digging and filling in. So, yeah, anyway, we're on the front foot. We aren't going to let that put us off doing what we're doing. And, of course, it's a typical government response. As we saw with Robodebt, they don't look at actually solving the problems. They just look at covering up what they're up to. So, yes, anyway, here's a little bit of a reminder about a useful number that you can have a ring if you're having trouble with the legal aspects of Centrelink.
Has Centrelink made a decision you disagree with? Most Centrelink decisions can be appealed up to 3 times. Examples of decisions you can appeal include whether you're eligible for a payment, cancellation or suspension of your payment, how much you get paid, and Centrelink debts. One of the most common Centrelink decisions appealed are Centrelink debts. Centrelink will say you owe a debt if the staff determine you've been paid more than you should have. Debts can occur for a variety of reasons. In some instances, if there's been an administrative error or if you have special circumstances, you may not have to repay that debt. The appeal process is free, but time limits can apply and will affect your entitlement to back payment. Social Security Rights Victoria is a specialist community legal centre providing Victorians free advice to help you understand your Centrelink issues and the appeal processes. You can contact Social Security Rights Victoria on 9481 0355 or online at ssrv.org.au. The Federation of Community Legal Centres is a 3CR supporter.
Your station, your voice.
Do a bit of disrupting and cause a bit of ruckus in the colony.
Always was, always will be.
Not celebrate Australia, but instead pay homage to the resistance of First Nations people against this illegal colonial occupation.
3CR, your station, your voice.
This country's black future is a fire.
Yeah, so some pretty feisty station idea. You're listening to 3CR and you're listening to Breadline, which is the regular weekly show of the Australian Unemployed Workers Union. And I'm Jessica. And so moving on from the rather negative story there about how the government are continuing to keep the targeted compliance framework going, which is really just a torture of people and making them jump through hoops. We've got a bit of good news. It's just a small win that came in last Thursday, that there was a injunction against the eviction of the public housing tower residents in Flemington in Melbourne, which again probably listeners may have heard of. So it was good news for us. The eviction notices are paused in 3 public housing towers, and that affects approximately 32 households. And so they've temporarily halted these eviction notices, and it's going to be taken now to the High Court. But it's of particular concern to us, quite apart from the people who are having their lives disrupted by this ridiculous demolition of perfectly useful public housing blocks, which it's been proven would be a lot better fixed up and renovated rather than demolished. It's sort of important to us as well here on Breadline, because one of the our co-presenters, Hank, was actually arrested, would have been something like November, maybe, or October last year, for locking himself onto some drilling machinery. So often with these sort of destructive projects, that the drilling's rigs come in first. I know it from our campaign against the desalination plant down in Wonthaggi. And so that was the case. So they were drilling, of course, to find out the kind of structure under the buildings as preparation for demolition. So Hank locked himself onto that. He didn't have a very good half day of it, and because they were trying to operate the drilling equipment while he was locked onto the machinery, and so he got squirted with water, and he said the workers were actually pretty horrific to him and were enjoying his discomfort, and also the risk of physical harm by continuing on with that those drilling rigs, the drilling from the rigs. So anyway, he's had one court appearance, and he's having another court appearance on the 23rd of Feb. That's Monday the 23rd of Feb at 9:30 a.m. There's been a rally called by the Rental and Housing Union to support Hank outside the Melbourne Magistrates Court, which is in William Street, the city. So I'd really encourage people to get involved with Rahu if you're in insecure housing, or anyway as a solidarity if you aren't in insecure housing, and to support Hank as well, because those sort of situations where you put your body on the line, you make yourself pretty vulnerable, but you're doing it for a bigger picture, which is to actually Rahu and a whole lot of other groups are all trying to save those towers. And I just think about how terrible it must be for the people who come from, say, a refugee background, where they finally were in an apartment where they felt safe, they were able to sort of meet people without the fear of armies or police whisking them away, kidnapping them, and then to actually find a secure place to live, and then to find that very secure place was being demolished. So that's why, yet another reason why those towers have got to be saved. So yeah, solidarity for Hank on the 23rd of Feb. Now I'm going to play you a little station promo. Apparently there's a good I often listen to Yena Passaran, which is the program that documents the right wingers, the fascists around the country, and has some very good article, stories, interviews. So here's a reminder to listen to Yena Passaran. Have you heard it on the news about this fascist group thing? Evil men with racist views spreading all across the land. They're pulling on the boots in Brazil and wiping off the eggshells in Moorabbin. Fascism's on the march, and we say, yeah, nah.
Yena Passaran is a new weekly program on 3CR dedicated to tracking this rise in Australia, Aotearoa, and all around our increasingly warm little globe.
Every Thursday at 4:30 p.m, we'll be talking to writers and fighters about some angry blighters. Brothers, sisters,
we don't need that fascist group.
We love our bread, we love our banana, but most of all, eat those rich fuckers.
Ew, gross.
Tastes like chicken, tastes like chicken, tastes like chicken, tastes like chicken.
Eat the rest, eat the rest, eat the rest, and divvy up all that shit. Eat the rest, eat the rest, eat the rest, then divvy up all that shit.
Beneath the rich, I'm about to chow down on some cash up clown who expects us to bow down. He's a pasty dish, gotta savor these sounds. Finest delicacy from the top end of town. Marinated, that surprise, I'm melanated, dying as they expected the suppression forever defying us. But now that the table's turned, it's up with the best time. All rich, you rich, I'm seems delish, babe, bougie, bitch, divine, yeah. Overthrow the system, chuck them on the menu. Dealing with class traders, there's not much more you can do. Cap is coming toxic, rise up we pros and chows. But revenge is best served cold, paired with a nice cap salve. Eat the rich, eat the rich, eat the rich, then divvy up all that shit. Eat the rich, eat the rich, eat the rich, then divvy up all that shit. Throw the system, check them on the menu. Dealing with class traders, there's not much more you can do. Cap is coming toxic, rise up we pros and chows. But revenge is best served cold, paired with a nice cap sauce. Eat the rich, eat the rich, eat the rich, then divvy up all. Eat the rich, eat the rich, eat the rich, then divvy up all that shit. Conquer big wig, suck the public teach right. Scapegoat poor folks with fake front page outcry. Eat the rich, calling poly strings to bankroll coal mines. Eat the rich, and after feasting on flesh, we'll divvy up all that shit. Corporate bigwigs suck the public teeth dry. Scapegoat poor folks with fake front page outcry. Calling poly streets to bankroll coal mines. And after feasting on their fancy flesh, we'll divvy up all their shit.
And, yeah, that was Race Rage with Eat the Rich. And, yes, you're listening to Breadline on wonderful 3CR, and Breadline's the show of the Australian Unemployed Workers Union. So to finish off, I've got you a sort of cheery blast from the past. Now, I've been doing these blasts from the past where I'm trying to start a little bit of a tradition with the show, which, as well as talking about current events, we talk about what people have achieved in the past, the unemployed riots that have happened, the opposition to the actual founding of Parliament as an institution that took place by a rally of unemployed people, and so on. And so this time I thought I'd do you a blast from the past. It's from some of the infos from the Commons Library, and I'd really recommend that if you want to learn about the past and also the present, reflect on how the two interact. It's the Commons Social Change Library. And so they've got a blast from the past from 2002, which to me doesn't sound that long ago, but it, of course it is. It's a whole lifetime. But it's the Dole Army hoax, which people who've been around this city for a while may remember. Lots of fun. So what happened was a few people, unemployed activists, anarchists, decided that they would do a two-line media release to the trashy TV stations about how unemployed people were living in the drains underneath Melbourne, and they were learning how to rot the system. And this was just a bait that they couldn't resist. So two of the commercial TV stations took up the bait, and they both sent reporters to meet these strange subterranean dwellers. And lots of great lines in the coverage, which you can still watch online. If you search Dole Army hoax, you can find it, or you could go to the social the Common Social Change Library. But look it up, and the subterranean dwellers, the activists, have got some great lines, such as the people in Toorak wouldn't know a poor person unless they'd reversed over them in their Mercedes. And, yeah, other great lines about the rich. And the reporter says, "Oh, you've got a thing against the rich, haven't you?" And one of them says, "Oh, what, so they mow their own lawns, do they?" Anyway, some great. So if you want to cheer yourself up, you can actually have a quick look at that, and you'll just see what can be done with a bit of creative troublemaking and a few lines to the sort of the capitalist media, who were all too ready to actually pay money to some of the subterranean dwellers so that they could arrange the interviews, which took place in some cases actually in a drain and in other times in a warehouse. So, yeah, a bit of fun to end the show for tonight. So, yes, as I said, if you have any trouble with Centrelink, the job service providers, in quotes, ring our advice line on 1-800-289-848, and you can talk to someone from the Unemployed Workers Union who's volunteering for the line. And we've had another bit of an initiative that's happened here, it's accessible now all over the country. So a new campaign has started, which is against the partner income test. So the partner income test means that if you are single and you get together with someone who has a high income, any benefits you may have got because of your health issues, whether it's disability support, pension, etc., any other payments, immediately cut out, because then you're deemed to be a couple. And it's got very bad implications for people who may stay with someone because they're in fear of losing, you know, of having nothing basically to support them, to have to live on thin air until, if they left, they could set up some kind of payments. So they've got a new website, which is called, it will be easy to remember, www.endpartnerincometesting.com. So that you can go to that, and there's quite a few people organising in that space, and it's really good to hear. Apparently, they are collecting stories, so if you do know anyone who's been affected by that, we've mentioned it before on Breadline, but if you know anyone who's been affected by that partner income test, you could contact, or you could contact Breadline, or you could have a look at that website, because what they're doing at the moment is sort of collecting stories and examples of how it really negatively affects people's lives. And I've mentioned it before on the show that, you know, there was a guy I met on the bus coming into the city who was affected because he was hoping to study, but then he found he had to be completely dependent on his partner. If he was studying, he wouldn't get any help from, you know, while he undertook his course. And that's just one example. So, yeah, that's nearly the end of Breadline for this week. Stay listening to 3CR for the Eritrean Voices show. And maybe next week you'll hear some of the new stuff that we've just recorded today. And, keep listening to wonderful 3CR, without which we would be just talking to each other. And now we get a chance to talk on the radio. So, bye from me, and I'll just play you a couple of little short things to remind you to listen to 3CR.
Always bringing you the latest union news.
They're coming after us at the moment. They want to get rid of penalty rates, the big push from businesses. They want to get rid of all the things that you and I have fought for.
So there's tens of thousands of jobs gone, contracted out to sham contracting arrangements.
On 8:55 a.m. and on the web, 3cr.org.au.
I want to drop food, not bombs. Hot trains, water, stupid, every info. When I was new to Melbourne, I found a Food Not Bombs flyer on the road, and I had like this fist with a carrot, and carrots are my favourite vegetable. Yeah, I think they were asking for help doing stuff, and I got in touch.
We, I guess, rescue food
that would otherwise go to waste.
I like the aspect of sharing food and not making anyone feel obligated to pay anything for it.
We make a real point at Food Not Bombs of involving everyone who wants to be involved in whichever part they want to be involved in.
For more information, go to fnbmelb.noblogs.org. Food Not Bombs is a 3CR supporter.
Step forward, at the moment of truth. Don't be distracted. Don't be the fool. Step forward. The moment of truth. Go beyond your senses. Get a clear view. Step forward.
Step forward, you.
You've been listening to a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.